I gotta go. I'm being rude. Hi, I'm Hazely Lopez from Hazely Academy of Refinements and Modeling, and I'm here to talk to you about how to practice cellular phone etiquette. Well, the first thing you may want to think about is you never want to make somebody feel rude about it. If you are actually in a place where it's closed, like an elevator or a bus, you want to make sure you're not talking on the phone. If you are, make it just quick and be done with it. You want to make sure that you are not sharing your conversation with anybody. After all, it's your conversation. It's not other people to be forced to hear that conversation. Also, you may want to think about the famous ringtones. They may be a lot of fun, but the truth is they say a lot about you, and if you are using them in an appropriate way, they can really be considered a bad manner thing to do. Also, another thing you may want to think about is very important that if you're texting in front of public, not really do so, or make it really quick. If you're having a conversation with somebody, completely avoid touching your phone. It's not really appropriate to be talking to somebody while texting. If you're in a dinner table, you may want to have your cell phone in your purse or in your pocket, never on the table. If you have more than one device on your belt, that's not really the way to go. You may only want to keep one, or better off, in your purse or in your pocket. This is Hazely Lopez from Hazely Academy of Refinement and Modeling, and these are just a few tips to help you be a better etiquette person.